home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
And welcome back to Party Line here on WILO 1570, 96.9 WILO and 1570 WILO. And then Boone Best at 102.7. Make sure we get all those numbers in correctly. Also, don't forget the weather. Well, you can't forget the weather. It's going to follow you all day long. But it's going to be a little cooler than last week. Today, high of 83. And then tonight, going to get down about 63. And then tomorrow, high of 85. before we have a few storms coming in on Thursday. So take care of yourself and enjoy beautiful summer weather. Right now, you can enjoy some beautiful Delphi because Mayor of Delphi, Cameron Yates, joining us. Good morning, Cameron. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great over here in Delphi. How's everybody over in Clinton County this morning?
Hey, we're, doing well, and it's kind of nice that we've got a little bit of a reprieve from the hot temperatures of last week, and it was the last couple of weeks, actually, and so it's a little bit nicer, but glad that we're here, and we really can't complain. It's summer, and we can really expect no less than being, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, so it's a good day to be alive. How did you celebrate the 4th of July? Did you have a great time over in Delphi?
We did. We had, obviously, we had a busy city, I think, like a lot of the cities across the nation, celebrating the big one, right, the 250 years.
Yeah.
And we kicked it off Saturday with a 4th of July parade hosted by our Delphi Lions, and then the festivities went on throughout the day, and then that night, the Delphi Main Street hosted the annual fireworks, which turned out to be a good show. And like you said, we were dodging the weather, which it's just Indiana. You never know. I hate to say this, but we might get snow.
Yeah.
So, and last week I would have been okay with that because it was absolutely brutal. So, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Louisiana, and we were talking, my wife and I were talking about the humidity because she cannot handle the humidity. That's why she said, and this is why I will never live in Louisiana. I said, okay, well, you've made that perfectly clear. So, but a lot of Louisiana humidity was in Indiana last week. A lot of heat and humidity and always. But you're right about Indiana. And that's why I love Indiana. You can always count on four seasons, sometimes in the same day, but you can always count on the four seasons here.
Sometimes in the same hour anymore.
Oh, you're not joking. The weather pattern. Do you think that I was having this this conversation with someone else the other day, a local farmer. Do you think the weather patterns have changed that drastic? I mean, it seems like it's windier and maybe even more extreme here lately.
I've had this conversation probably at least 15, 20 times just in the last week. It seems like Indiana, the summers are so humid now that it's just hard to even get outside. And then winters, they're not like the 70s and 80s, but they're starting to get a lot colder. So I certainly agree that, yes, absolutely, Indiana weather has changed. And I called a couple of friends of mine last week in Florida, and they said, my gosh, it's beautiful here.
Yeah.
We can breathe. Nothing like it has been in the past 10 years. So I think you're absolutely right. It is shifting.
Well, I know the weather's always pleasant in Delphi. I drove through the other day, and boy, I tell you, you really got the city looking good, Mayor. It's a beautiful place.
I got to tell you, I appreciate that, and that goes the efforts that our city staff, our volunteers, Delphi Main Street, everybody that puts their heart into the city. That's why when people drive through, they see what they see. They put a lot of work into everything they do, and I'm just the lucky guy that gets to steer the ship. But kudos to everybody within our administration, our Delphi Main Street, all our boards, our volunteer boards, our city staff, our city departments. They all put in a lot of work, and it does not go unnoticed from this desk. And it's great to hear that because we get a lot of people that drive through the city of Delphi, and it's great to hear because they put a lot of pride into it, and certainly so do I, and we love hearing that. So thank you very much. We love people to stop and see us.
Yeah, great. Always some great eateries, too, there. Always some good food there in downtown Delphi and in the surrounding areas. I think one thing, too, what I always enjoy about you and our conversations is that it's not just about Delphi, but I think Indiana is unique. In that we have some, our small towns, our rural communities take such pride that really we just have some great smaller communities. I know we've got the Indianapolises and the Lafayettes and the Kokomos and the Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne is the fastest growing city right now in the state of Indiana, and all of the other, you know, Evansvilles and all. But really, to me, the backbone of Indiana are these communities like Delphi, like Frankfort. When I think about Logansport, and I think about some of these communities that some folks would say, oh, I can't wait to get out of here. But there's a lot of people that go through and say, man, what a charming place. What a great place to live.
That's, absolutely. And we have a, so we have a mayor's conference once a month, and it's in a different city. And the neat part of that is I get to venture out and see what other cities are doing. And you're absolutely right. That, you know, these little cities and towns throughout Indiana that have the little mom-pop shops or restaurants that might not, you might not have them locally, like Delphi. We have the, I would have never thought we had an Italian restaurant, or now we have a Cuban restaurant.
It is really good. It is really good.
It is. But that's the unique part of every city. I've been turning over to the floor and all our little communities here in Carroll County, and then going outside of the county. It's just neat to see what every community is trying to do. And I love popping in, just checking little restaurants out, little shops. That's what makes that little hallmark feeling of every little city and town in Indiana.
Yeah, we take our in-laws, usually on like the 4th of July or Veterans Day or Memorial Day or Labor Day, the day that we get in the car and we just drive Indiana, and we never know. This 4th of July, we ended up in Mayberry Cafe in Danville. We did make it back time for the Frankfurt fireworks, which our fireworks were fantastic. Hats off to our mayor and all those that made it happen. To your point, all the different departments and all the different people behind the scenes, the volunteers, all of the staff that made it happen. They were great. But like you said, we were dodging the weather, and it had to be delayed until about 11:30. But it was a great show nonetheless, and I got some great pictures of the fireworks and the video. I wanted to certainly capture the 250th for sure, because that was like you said earlier, that was the big one, and we greatly appreciate all the little towns that made the big one even better. I want to talk specifically about Delphi now, because a lot of things going on, always issues with infrastructure, trying to make things happen, and you guys got a lot of things underway to try to continue to attract business.
We do, and you hit it right on the mark. Infrastructure is just one of those battles every community faces, and it's, I don't think it's ever going to go away. So we have a couple, I think I mentioned this in the last show, housing projects that's on the books and one that's rolling out pretty good. We got Bowen Estates now. We have 10 homes built, and 5 of those are sold. That doesn't sound like a lot for some communities, but for Delphi, that's big. And we also have the Oracle Acres. Engineering and planning is still on the way for that, and we're working hard to make sure we continue progress with that. The goal with that one is certainly to keep our youth here when they graduate from high school or college, first-time ownership. It's a condominium-style home ownership. And to that is a lot of infrastructure. And a couple months ago, I was in Washington, D.C., and speak with federal legislators on just that, little communities of how we struggle with that large cost of putting in drainage and water and all that for larger scale projects. And, it's neat to be able to talk to them face to face on the challenges we have to represent small communities. And we're going to continue on. We want growth, but we want growth at the right rate. And I think Delphi is doing great with that. We're lucky to have, consultants and engineering that are dedicated to us and developers that are interested in Delphi. When you get interested in your city, you have to take advantage of that, because they can go anywhere they want in all 50 states. So when they choose Delphi, we're very thankful for that. And we're plugging right along. Yes, we are busy. It's summertime, and here we are halfway through the year already. I can't believe that, but we're happy to have that. Our restaurants are certainly nonstop busy every day. I love seeing... I look down the main street here, and there's not a parking spot left. That's a sign of a successful downtown. Our restaurants pour everything they can. Our local businesses are advertising. They're putting their heart into a business. And a business is not as easy as everybody thinks it is to run. You live it. You live it every single day. Mm. And our committed business owners do a wonderful job. And our main street does a great job of putting them out there and making sure people know, when you come to Delphi, here's what we have to offer.
Yeah, it definitely becomes your child. being part of a couple businesses myself, it definitely is a full-time job beyond, you know, your full-time job. So it's sure. A lot of stuff goes on. I want to go back to infrastructure. Do you guys, how do you handle infrastructure? Do you have a private-public partnerships that you, if a developer comes in, are you working with them to help with infrastructure? Because I know that usually is one of the biggest issues, whether it be a business or whether it be a housing addition, is that they need, you know, they see that it's a great opportunity, it's a great location, and you got great people, but they don't always have the dollars to throw in another $1 million to put a pipe in. Do you guys create those partnerships?
We do, and every project's different. So luckily, we've had a partnership with the state of Indiana. The last two projects, we've worked through the Ready Fund project, and you know, as a small municipality with a small budget, when they come to us for help, it's certainly a challenge for us as well. So the state, the Indiana Economic Development Commission, has done a great job of helping small communities like Delphi. So there's never a set partnership, but when a developer approaches the city, we have a lot of different options that we can roll out, and thankfully we've used the Ready program. It's a match. It's a match that helps the city of Delphi has to offer a one-to-one match, and then there's a public private match. So those funds are huge. We don't have a very large budget to where we can just throw around $5-6 million. So when the state or the federal government offers to do a one-to-one match, that's how we then move forward with the project. But every project's different. So we want to work with our developers. When they're interested in Delphi, we certainly want to do everything we can to keep them at the table and roll out a successful project for the city.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Ready. You know, Governor Braun was recently here in our community.
Yeah.
We discussed that with him, how important the Ready grant dollars continue to be, and we hope that you can, you know, continue the Ready dollars. And I think he was giving us a vote of confidence that that's probably going to happen. I know from our personal experience, and I know our mayor would be the first to share this, that the housing project, the Meadowbrook project, would not have happened without Ready dollars coming in and helping with infrastructure. You just, you know, and people don't realize the things that they don't see are sometimes the most expensive, you know, like pipe in the ground, you know, wastewater, sewer, water. We have this conversation with our utility manager on a regular basis. Those things you don't even see, but boy, they're expensive.
They are. Everything underground is absolutely expensive. That's the world of what we have underneath ground infrastructure-wise is, to me, it's fascinating. I love looking at our GIS and our PASER system that we have that dials into that. It's a world of its own. It's a costly world, but you know, when you want to have quality of life and a healthy city, you got to make sure you're maintaining infrastructure and making sure that you're keeping everything up to date. It's a changing world, and you want to make sure you have capacity, right? So if you're going to have growth, you got to make sure that you're going to have capacity for those new homes coming in. So we have a great group of department heads that dial in on that every day, and they put a lot of work into it. We have a great engineering team. So, yeah, every project's different, but we're rolling projects out at our pace, making sure that we're keeping up with what we have. But you also have to look into the future. I talk often about our school. Our school is those kids are going to be sitting in these seats one day. We will make sure that we're doing the right thing, providing them with a foundation 20 years from now, 15 years from now, just making sure that we're doing everything we can to keep progress moving forward.
Well, Delphi, much like Frankfurt, has really been very committed to preservation and keeping our historic value. And I really appreciate, as I was driving through Delphi the other day, I appreciate the you know, the preservation and some of the older buildings that you guys have really worked to maintain and to keep. You know, I think of our buildings, like our courthouse is being renovated right now. We've got the old Stoney that was completely renovated. You know, the chamber, we bought an old building, and it's the iron block, and we renovated that, and we've kept it, you know, as close to original and brought back the original as much as we possibly can. How important is that for you as a mayor and as a citizen of Delphi to preserve that, but yet understand that you still got to look at the future?
It's very important. You know, when you have a city that has as much history as we do, we want to make sure that's something that we focus on, right? We are nationally known, or actually global known, for for our limestone, for our canal, for our opera house, for all those the inner urban. Our Preservation Society right now is working on renovating the very first electric rail for the inner urban. That's a huge project, right? We're known all over the state of Indiana for that. So they're putting in a lot of work to make sure we keep the life in those buildings. There's some buildings that communities, they just can't keep them there to a point where they can't sink money into the risk of wars up there. But Delphi has a lot of buildings that we still can. And it's important that we keep the heritage and the history for years to come. And they have done a wonderful job with that. In 2016, when we got the Stellar Grant, they brought the whole downtown back to life. Now we're kind of scooting outside of the downtown area just a little bit, just making sure we're bringing life back into those buildings that once were thriving and where we are today. So it's important that we find that happy medium of what we can do and what we can't do. But I can't say enough about our Preservation Society. They put a lot of work into trying to secure grants, and it's going to be exciting to see when that inner urban building is completely done, because it's a very unique building. Like a lot of small communities, we have a lot of history, and we want to make sure we share that with everybody that visits.
Well, you definitely have a treasure out there in Dan McCain. I met Dan many years ago, and he was such a blessing to help us on some projects over here. And boy, an ambassador for preservation and an ambassador for a quality of life, because quality of life is what really young and old alike are. They're wanting that walkability. They want to be able to see attractions. They want to be able to see or have events, but and all in a safe environment. And I think that's the beauty of rural Indiana, is that so many of our communities try very desperately to do that.
You're absolutely right. And I was able to Dan McCain, he is one of my favorite humans. Last year I was able to award him with the Key to the City.
Oh, wow.
He started out years and years ago working on projects in his garage.
Yep.
And the Delphi Canal shows the true colors of what he has put into it. He's very passionate about the city of Delphi and everything he does. And, you know, that's another piece of history we have. The Canal Center is busy every weekend throughout the summer. Throughout the winter, they're a volunteer board that does a great job. We love when people come visit. And when you have people that are passionate about making sure that we secure our history and then show off our history, you can't ask for anything better than that as a mayor. I love all the people that put their heart and soul into it. And I make sure that they know their efforts from the past and current are well known and are appreciated from this city.
Well, I appreciate Cameron, because Dan is a great guy, and I appreciate your willingness always to compliment other folks and really share the wealth, share the glory, if you will, because I know you're the guy that stands in front of the mic or behind the mic, but you're also the guy that takes the heat, you know. So I was telling that to our mayor yesterday, you know, that you're up front, but and you might get the glory, but you also get a lot of heat. So it's a balancing act a lot of times, but greatly appreciate that attitude. I along with preservation and quality of life, tourism becomes a big deal, because when you start doing these things right, people want to come, if nothing else, to come and have dinner at a restaurant, maybe see a site or walk a trail.
Absolutely. It's full circle. So Delphi, unfortunately, is known around the globe now for a reason that we never thought we would be, but we get visitors from Ireland, from Hungary, from the countries that we never thought we would get visitors here. So whether they're here to walk the trails or to have family in surrounding communities, they're here, and we want to make sure that we're providing a city that they can walk around, have fun, check out what we have to offer, eat at our restaurants. It's a full-circle economic development that when people come to the city of Delphi or Frankfort. And Mayor Sheets, she has been a blessing to Frankfort. She's boots on the ground, done a great job, and, you know, that's a testament to her willingness to make sure that Frankfort continues to thrive as well. But yeah, it's a full circle, making sure that we're providing everything, not only for our citizens, but for our visitors as well. And that's what I love. When people come to the Delphi Opera House, they walk around the downtown, they check out the shops, they check out the restaurants, then they might go up to a school event. And, you know, starting today, we're hosting a Little League tournament. We're going to have people here from several other counties. So it's a chance for them to visit Delphi, right? So you want to make sure that you're providing a great atmosphere and welcoming everybody to your city.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned, you know, what something that you're known for that is not necessarily the best thing with Abby and Libby, but you know what? You guys have done a very admirable and honorable job in honoring those two girls. And I always caution people, don't blame the community, don't blame the city for there's tragedies that happen in every city every day, and right. And you know, sometimes a community will get a bad rap for something that happens. That, you know, the gun doesn't cause the person to get killed, it's the person behind the gun, and it's the individual that makes a terrible decision and choice. But you guys have done a great job. I look at the Abby and Libby field. Beautiful field, by the way. Beautiful, beautiful field. And what a way to honor those girls because they love softball.
Yes, that project was on my desk when I was the executive director for Area Plan, and it's neat to see all the teams that come from all over the country. And we will continue to honor our two girls. And, you know, one of the challenges that I've tried to work through is when someone types in Delphi to Google, what's the first thing that comes up? And that has worked. We're showing our commitment to our city and expanding and new restaurants and all that, and we will never stop honoring our two girls. But, yeah, it's a challenge. Some days you'll get people in here that they're in the city for reasons other than what we want, but we're going to continue to support our families and make sure that they are never forgotten. And that's going to be a priority of our community for as long as the city's here around. So the field itself, if you've ever driven past it on a weekend, yeah, my goodness, yeah, it's jam packed.
Yeah, and we appreciate they're selling Glover's ice cream, which we greatly appreciate there. Thank you very much. We appreciate all the work there and help there. Hey, listen, our time has come to an end. You're doing the Lord's work, Mayor Yates. I appreciate all of you, what you do there at Delphi. We love Delphi. It's a great sister city to even though we're not necessarily in the same economic development region and ready region, we see a lot of similarities. You know, Carroll and Clinton County both grow some good corn and a lot of pigs. And so beyond that, I think it's just a good people. The great camaraderie that we have is our people, and I think that says a lot to our leadership. So hats off to you and Mayor Sheets and so many of the other leaders, our commissioners and council folks. It's a blessing to be a part of that. And so thank you. And how do folks get a hold of you? If folks want to come to Delphi, they want to talk to you, how do they get a hold of you?
If they want to talk to me at the City Bureau, they could call 765-564-2097. I have staff downstairs. I have the City of Delphi website. We have a street with the offers at all of our downtown businesses. But I'm pretty easy to find. I'm out and about in the community every single day. But when we get calls, I'm happy to talk to people about what we have. And we certainly appreciate Clinton County and the Wyler Radio Show to let us brag about our city and everything that you guys are doing over there as well. So we really appreciate that opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Mayor Cameron Yates of Delphi joining us this morning and doing a great job. We appreciate all the work that they do. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Until Thursday, I get back with you, good Lord willing. I do want to wish again my mom a happy birthday. That's tomorrow. And, Mom, love you very much. Appreciate all. Appreciate you birthing me. So thanks. Some people may not appreciate that, but I'm appreciative of that. So thank you. God bless you. Love you. And make sure you have a very blessed happy birthday. To all those that may be having birthdays today or tomorrow or this month, happy birthday to you as well. Until next time, which will be this Thursday, stay courageous and always be obedient. We'll talk to you soon.